Greetings, Star Tribe. How are you traveling? Holy wow, the energy is pretty palpable, isn't it? A lot of us are deep in the void right now. The endings and beginnings and epiphanies and crossroad moments that eclipses carry are well and truly on the breeze. The cards are on the table and it's a very fateful time for us all. And safe to say, most of us are in a space right now where a big decision needs to be made. And looking at what's been happening globally over the past week as the energy has been building, it's apparent that socialism and social conflicts, particularly, are really highlighted. So before I continue sharing, I just want to take a brief but very intentional moment to honor the innocent people caught in the crossfire, to send a prayer of peace to those who so desperately need it in these trying times. This eclipse share feels like a bit of a lengthy one. There's a lot of components to unpack here, so find a quiet space to take some notes and get comfy and let these words be your guide through this time of great change. Since the Aries full moon on September 29th, the imminent eclipse portal doors have widened and our journey into its change-bringing terrain has become powerfully clear. Here we stand at the altar of our first solar eclipse in the cardinal air sign of Libra since October 2005. A karmic destiny arrives on the wings of a rare bird. Balance your broomstick up against your weary bones, witches. As an act of self-love, we must face the aspects of ourselves we've been bypassing with I call bullshit busy calendars. We must create the balance we crave. We must be the peace that we yearn for. So draw the drapes, light a candle, and in sweet reverence to your tender heart, make sacred space to withdraw, listen, and reflect on what is most important for you right now. The new moon is exact at 21 degrees on Sunday, the 15th of October, exact at 4:55 a.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time, bringing with it an amazing visual spectacle appropriately deemed as the Ring of Fire. This phenomenon occurs only during an annular eclipse. An annular solar eclipse occurs when the moon passes between the Earth and Sun while being at its farthest point away from the Earth. Therefore, the moon, being farther away, appears smaller than the Sun and doesn't fully cover the Sun in its entirety as it passes in front of it, which creates the illusion of the Ring of Fire. So sightseers and eclipse enthusiasts all over the globe will be travelling to the west coast of the US and parts of Central America, with Brazil, Colombia, Mexico, Guatemala, Nicaragua, Costa Rica and Panama as the most aligned vantage points. As previously discussed, eclipses are turbulent ground and often trigger the existential crisis we've been trying desperately to avoid or never knew possible. Intense and unsettling in nature, eclipses symbolize major checkpoints in our lives. They carry immense transformative power. They shake us, break us, and make us, forcing us to release our grip on the old and familiar so as to step into the bolder, more evolved versions of ourselves. With the South Node activation, this as it is an eclipse for surrendering, relinquishing, or letting something go. Solar eclipses particularly carry some supreme celestial magic. These eclipses offer space for introspection and affirm that which is presently emerging from deep within. Their arrival marks a time of exciting new beginnings and fresh starts, brought about by renewed perspective. This particular eclipse event is an initiation, a rite of passage, with relationships, social dynamics, decision-making and negotiations being a primary theme. It is a time to deep dive into the dark inner realms, to face the shadow elements of self, to acknowledge, heal, and release those parts of our past which no longer serve our journey forth into a new season of our lives. When we consider the eclipses as wild cards, these pivotal points in the lunar cycle really bring about the monumental moments we don't ever forget. Get ready for the epiphanies you've been anticipating and the surprise events you did not see coming. The altered mindset that lends opportunity for spiritual growth and emotional progression is coming in real quick. With Venus as the ruler of this Libra lunation, our intention setting for this new cycle will hold emphasis on love, unity, compromise, mediation, partnerships, soul contracts, and fairness. A fresh perspective surrounding relationships with others and with ourselves is unavoidable. As we align with what we value most at this time, the people and places that no longer match our frequency naturally fall away. Venus sits at 5 degrees in the Virgin sign of Virgo, opposing Saturn, the hard taskmaster. Venus in Virgo is devotional. She's analytical, discerning, modest, and practical. She's discontent and unhappy as fuck in opposition with this great malefic planet in such a watery sign. This aspect brings conflict between our duties and our desires. It's a thesis on boundaries in real time. It reveals where relationships hold responsibility and how obligation can limit or restrict our self-expression, causing stagnant energy and resentment. With Mercury conjunct the Moon and in minor aspect to Saturn in this mix, what prevents us from experiencing peace and pleasure is a hot topic of discussion. What holds us back from achieving optimum health and well-being is being heavily considered. Venus, in Virgo's meticulous ways, wants for us to self-improve. And in order for us to reach this divine vision, we must enter into a process of sacred assimilation. By using discernment and practicing humility, Venus in Virgo sees us culling the crap and cleaning up our act until only the purest parts of ourselves are left to be nourished and nurtured. With Venus opposing Saturn, we need to take a good hard look at the walls we've built between ourselves and others with the bricks of fear and self-pity. Behind those walls, we've become isolated, apathetic, and distant. Healthy relationships will invite us to encounter aspects of ourselves we'd rather not confront. But in facing the sensitivities we conceal behind those self-constructed barriers whilst being held in the arms of love, we invite a heightened sense of self-awareness and self-perception in to challenge the construct we've become so comfortable living in. By laying down our armor, embracing vulnerability, and allowing others to hold up the magic mirror, we actually open ourselves up to essential healings and self-reconciliation, which in turn assists the development of self-love. The bottom line, emit your vibe, attract your tribe. Courage, my dear, courage. Our social environment holds so much power over who we are. As social creatures, even temporary encounters can cast the most profound shadows and reflections. As divine manifestations of self, the people in our lives can teach us so much about ourselves. If you're currently in a challenging situation with a person or group, you're actually sitting on a gold mine, an opportunity to recognize what you are and what you are not, a chance to catch a glimpse of the real you. With Mars conjunct the South Node, I will simply say conflict resolution is a basic life skill so many of us seem to find difficult. Too many souls are left entangled in discord and unsettling misunderstandings from too long ago. The anger and resentment is where illness is born from. The theme here isn't just relationships, it is relating. I used to think communication was the answer, until I realize comprehension is. Peace can only be achieved by understanding. Sometimes we need to hear what isn't being said. To have someone understand you is a different kind of intimacy. It is an extended hand with a motive to unite and a doorway to a kind of forgiveness that repairs all that ails us. Even if we don't understand, the offer to listen to the other side is paramount. As the dawn of a new season awaits you, build your empire on the foundations of what you value most. Your awareness, diligence, and application to these personal values shapes your world and how you interact with it. Ponder upon the misconception of doing what others expect you to be doing right now. People pleasing is dead in this chapter. Instead of falling into the role of the mediator or the peacekeeper, pay attention to your relationship with yourself first and foremost, and make your decisions from a place of absolute authenticity and integrity. The North Node in Aries activates our passions and leads us down untried paths, while the South Node in Libra signifies a time for us to focus on establishing balance in our relationships, prioritizing pleasure and self-love. Through this unpredictable eclipse territory, focus your attention on what you can control. Bring awareness to your reactions and take full accountability for your attitude in the face of great change. Some eclipse tips to take with you. Create some sacred space for setting new intentions. New moons are extremely powerful for manifesting and intention setting. Refrain from attempting to charge your crystals or any other special objects, it is said. Focus your attention on what you can control, as previously mentioned. Bring awareness to your reactions and take full accountability for your attitude in the face of change. Practice acceptance surrounding endings and new beginnings. They're all around us right now at this great crossroads. Release your fears and embrace the unknown. Expansion and growth occurs when we step out of our comfort zone. Eclipse portals are not always the best time for casting spells. Wait until the dust settles in early November. Eclipses, however, are excellent energy for divination. So use your tarot cards, your mirrors, your bones, your coins, or oracle decks to ask your guides how best to navigate this terrain. And be clear with your questions. For example, what does this eclipse mean for me? And lay your cards out. Give yourself time and space to process your emotions and your answers. We need a sacred space for that processing. Energy is pretty intense during a solar eclipse, so you may intuitively feel to stay home and create a safe and protective place for yourself. Unapologetically cancel plans if you're feeling a little bit off, a little bit wobbly, and take care of yourself. Set boundaries and rest when you need. Journal, meditate, and be observant. Try not to get too swept up in the chaos and the emotions of it all. Stay grounded and act with integrity. And Libra energy is all about diplomacy, negotiations, decisions and indecision, relationships and partnerships, contracts, balance, unity and peace, social dynamics, relating, mediation and therapy, understanding, feeling, justice systems, harmony, symmetry, love and creativity, beauty and self-image, fair play, grace, cooperation and collaboration. So that's it for tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for being here. Take care of yourself through these turbulent times. Big, feathery, warm crow cuddle to you all. Mwah.